going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
We had a show trip yesterday to Fenway Park to watch the Red Sox take on the Seattle Mariners, and we witnessed a grown man say something to one of the players that is just baffling to me. The guy should be embarrassed. I was embarrassed for us.
It was a weird moment.
So our company, our parent company is Odyssey. They own a bunch of radio stations, including here in Boston, our sister sports station, WEEI. And obviously, WEEI does the radio broadcast of the games, which means you get some perks. Like, well, we don't get the perks. WEEI gets all the perks, you know? It's like having a friend who's rich, and occasionally you get to hang out.
Yeah, but very occasionally, our boss will throw us a bone.
Yes, and yesterday, we got invited to hang out in the Odyssey suite, which is awesome, because there's a bathroom and a TV, and there's free food.
It's like Yo! MTV Cribs in there.
It is super cool. And then there's a pair of tickets, I guess, that go along with the suite, and what they do is they rotate through. You get to go down and sit there for like an inning or two, and they are... When I say they're front row, we were sitting right behind the bat boy for the Seattle Mariners on the third base side.
We were literally in front of the Seattle on deck circle where the guys that are about to hit are standing there like practicing their swing, getting their timing down, which is a prime spot for jerks to heckle.
And that's what we witnessed yesterday. This player for Seattle comes up, and I can't remember the name of the player.
His name is J.P. Crawford.
Okay, J.P. Crawford, who, to all intents and purposes, is probably 6'3". He is muscular. He is fit. He's a professional athlete. And he has on what I think is a kind of a cool belt on his baseball pants. And it's kind of shiny a little bit, but he's just, I mean, he's got cool gloves on. Like, everything about him is just, like, swaggy.
Yeah, it's like a metallic blue belt that kind of matches his jersey.
And do you want to, I'll say it. I'll say what the fan yelled. Take off that belt. You look like a fairy. I was just like, what is this, like 1988?
We're in the first row and this guy's probably three rows back. So he's right there. He heard every word.
Right. So the player hears it. And how did the player respond?
He dropped his bat, stopped practicing his swing, even though he was up next, and said, what did you say? And then the guy didn't say anything. And he said, no, what did you say? And then the guy did it again. He goes, I said you look like a fairy. And he goes, good job. You said it with your big boy chest.
What are you doing? It's a baseball game. It's fun. It's not that serious. I get heckling. Heckling is a thing. That's fine. But to call somebody a fairy in 2025 just felt out of bounds to me.
No, he was the only guy in that area even heckling at all.
Right.
Everyone else was being very cool.
Well, yeah, we were losing. And then their pitcher was mowing down our players.
No, it was just it was a weird moment. I've never seen a player stop what they were doing and acknowledge a fan like that before. Just to completely stop and turn and say, excuse me, what was that?
Sometimes we can be the worst. There was just a...
I thought it might escalate for a minute there, but he was very calm and professional.
He did. He handled it very well.
He just went back to playing.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go back to being a millionaire athlete. You're fine.
There was a press conference yesterday after one of the NBA playoff games, and Draymond Green... was asked about the fans screaming blank you Draymond chant, you know, during the game. And he said, that's not original. That belongs to Boston. And I was just like, man, that's what we're known for. And I don't like that. I think we're better than that.
I don't mind an F you Draymond chant.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
That one's okay. All right.
That's just... not disparaging a type of people.
Right.
That's disparaging one guy who's kind of a jerk.
Okay. So the line is there. I got you. That happens. We leave. We go back upstairs. And while we were there, I took a picture of me and Dan. I posted online. On our Instagram, you can go and see the picture. Dan's looking fabulous. And then there's a kid behind us who's on his phone because it's 2025 and that's what you do at sporting events is you just stay on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we go back upstairs, I can't remember what inning it was. Dan says it was the eighth inning. I felt like it was the seventh inning.
It was the
inning.
Bottom of the eighth.
I don't know about that. It felt like it was like the fifth inning or something like that. But anyway.
It was still the bottom of the eighth.
And then Dan's like, all right, I got to go. And Dan leaves. And it was like a one-run game. Wasn't it?
I saw Carlos Navarez hit a home run to make it 4-3. Yeah.
4-3, ninth inning, and you left.
Bottom of the eighth still.
Bottom of the eighth. So you left.
Yeah, I had plans with my girlfriend. We were going to see the new movie Sinners, and we had already bought our tickets.
Oh, Dan.
I had places to be, man.
So the funny thing is, when I posted the picture, it says, who do you think left the game first? Drop your guess in the comments below. I'm going to read you all.
Which you only posted that because I left. If it was you, you would have never did that.
Carson, absolutely. From Rachel. Carson, definitely. From Tamar. Kate, Carson. Definitely Carson. Carson, Carson. Nana, definitely 100% Carson. Kate, Carson. Somebody said the real fan stays until the end no matter what, Carson. Kat says Larson. Janelle says Carson. Everybody, 100% of the people said I was the one that left early. I am the true fan. I'm here to say today I stayed until the end.
One time. What'd you do on opening day? You left in like the sixth.
I don't remember. That was a long time ago, Dan.
I'm sorry that you don't love your wife enough to leave the game. I had to go on a date night because I'm a good man.
Well, I'm grateful to the bosses for inviting us out to that. It was a lot of fun.
It was a good time.
It was a fantastic time, and I gained 50 pounds. I ate all of the peanuts.
Yeah, my stomach still hurts. I didn't make adult decisions yesterday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.